Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Astrology with Alice. I'm your host, Alice Bell, and today is Monday, April 15th. There are 10 days left of Mercury retrograde, in case you were wondering. I'm actually having the most literal ninth house Mercury retrograde this time around. So Aries rules my ninth house. So this Mercury retrograde in Aries has been taking place in the ninth house of my chart. And I literally traveled abroad and went to a city that I had lived in the past. I went to Florence in Italy, and I lived there when I was 19 in the summer for an internship. And just being there brought back so many memories. Like, I had been there since I was 19. Like, I've been there a ton since then, since the summer of 2012. But for some reason, because it was Mercury retrograde this trip, it just brought back like a flood of memories. And I got like really nostalgic for that time of my life. And it was really interesting. I definitely felt the Mercury retrograde vibe. And it's just so literal. I love when astrology is so literal that way. Like, I was traveling abroad and revisiting somewhere from the past. Like, it's so ninth house, Mercury retrograde. So I'm curious if any of you guys are feeling just like the house theme super prominently with this Mercury retrograde going on in a specific house of your chart right now. Anyways, going to the astrology of this week, we are building to a full moon right now. There will be a full moon in Scorpio in a little over a week from now on April 23rd. So expect this week to be busy as you see things take hold and come together. This would be a great week for doing outreach for work, maybe going on a first date or like establishing some type of new connection with someone, whether that's a social connection or something more romantic. Also, this would be a good week to start organizing plans, bringing people together, making bigger progress on a project that you've been doing. Anything that you're like building upon and developing, there's more support there for it right now to grow. Like, this is the ideal time of the month this week to have all of that going on. And I really feel like with last week's solar eclipse, I feel a new energy. Like, I feel like I've turned over a new leaf for the next several months. Like, coming back from a trip away, I guess, does that. But I really do feel like the solar eclipse changed things up. And I feel like I have this new energy going into the next several months. Also, Taurus season is starting this week. I love Taurus season. Aries, Taurus, and Gemini seasons are the best zodiac seasons, in my opinion. I don't have planets in any of these signs, but this is my favorite time of year. I feel like I wait through all the other months until it returns back to Aries season again, because I know that's like the best arc of months that you can have in the year. So I'm really excited about that. And we will be getting into what you might feel with Taurus season later on in this episode. Okay, we are kicking things off on Monday, April 15th. The moon is in Cancer still all day. By the time most of us are waking up in America, though, the moon has cleared its aspects to other planets and other signs, except for Neptune and Pisces. The moon will be trining Neptune and Pisces throughout the majority of the day on Monday. So expect a quieter Monday overall. If you are in time zones ahead, this wouldn't be so much the case. You'll likely be busier and more productive because the moon will still be making those aspects to Aries planets, as well as Mars and Pisces and Jupiter and Taurus. But for those of us in America and later on in your day, if you're in time zones ahead, you could start off the week feeling a bit emotionally sensitive or just wanting to like keep to yourself and be kind of low key throughout Monday. You might be slowly easing back into the work week. So Monday likely won't be a day where you're having a ton of meetings, calls, whatever it might be. So don't worry if like not a lot is going on Monday. Since the moon is in the sign it rules, Cancer, Monday could be a great time to really lean into lunar themes, like connecting with family, cleaning your home, organizing your space, maybe doing like a self-care activity. Like, try to go easy on yourself today. Another transit that's taking place on Monday is that Mercury will be conjunct Chiron in Aries. So you could find yourself speaking or writing about your insecurities or fears. Like, this would be a good day to open up and be vulnerable in conversations you're having with people, or maybe a book you're reading or a journal prompt you're doing might be giving you this like aha moment about how you can heal a certain part of yourself. Or maybe it's through journaling or reading something that you're kind of facing, maybe an emotion you've struggled to put your finger on up until now. And you're understanding like, okay, I really need to face this certain feeling and like get it out into the open more so it doesn't have such a strong hold over me. On a less easy note, this Mercury Chiron conjunction, it could be that you have like a verbal interaction with someone that rubs you the wrong way or makes you doubt a part of yourself, or maybe a conversation you do have to have with someone is a bit more challenging or emotionally charged. So just try to be a bit more mindful of how your words are coming across on Monday. Moving on to Tuesday, April 16th, Tuesday and Wednesday are such good days. I'm really excited. The moon is in Leo all day. It would have moved into Leo around 11 p.m. Eastern on Monday night. So you may feel much more outgoing or playful throughout Tuesday than you did on Monday. Like if Monday you're a little bit in your emotions, Tuesday you're coming out of that and you're ready to connect with people. And you may also feel pretty creatively inspired, or that you want to express your personality through some type of artistic or creative outlet, whether that be posting on social media or putting it into like a hobby or a side project you're working on, or finding a way to weave your unique point of view into your work. You may also be finding little moments of pleasure in your everyday life, like going on a fun errand that you normally wouldn't do. Like for me, that's going to the local bookstore and just browsing the shelves. Like that's my moment of joy. So whatever that might be for you, you could be doing more of that throughout Tuesday and also Wednesday, because we still have the moon in Leo on Wednesday as well. This would also be a good day to reach out to a friend or go treat yourself in some way. Like maybe you go get the coffee drink you normally don't want to splurge on. Like just finding little moments that make you happy throughout the day. Also, because I get this question so much about like, oh, would it be a good idea to go on a first date at this time? If you're an air sign rising, so Aquarius, Gemini, or Libra rising, Tuesday and Wednesday are ideal times to go on a date. So if you're single, keep that in mind. For everyone though, you're wanting to look at the themes of the Aries ruled house of your chart and the Leo ruled house of your chart, and notice how those areas of your life are flowing together very nicely this week. So for example, I talked about how Aries is my ninth house. Leo is my first house. So the ninth house themes of learning, writing, and travel are helping to facilitate first house themes of, through this learning I'm doing and the travel I'm doing or stuff I'm writing about, it's in turn helping out like with self-discovery, greater self-confidence, and making me realize what personal goals or what projects are really important to me, which is all a first house type of theme. All of these forecast episodes I do, like I'm talking about the transits in general and what everyone might be feeling at large, but it's really like you have to look at what houses are these happening in your own chart to understand how these transits are affecting you on an individual level. Okay, now we're to Wednesday, April 17th. Wednesday is just as pleasant as Tuesday was, in my opinion, if not more. All of what I mentioned for Tuesday, like leaning into creativity, outlets for self-expression, or finding joy, will still apply to Wednesday because the moon is still in Leo and it's exactly trining all of these planets in Aries all day. So Venus, Mercury, and the Sun, the Leo Aries trine, because it's a trine between fire signs. You may just feel more enthusiastic, motivated, energetic on Wednesday. When I mentioned at the start of this episode that you'll likely be building upon something new and really seeing things come together in a certain area of your life because we're building up to a full moon, that type of like motivating energy will really kick in around the middle of the week with the moon and the sun both being in fire signs. Also, just expect more harmonious, easygoing interactions with people. Just like a lot of areas of your life flowing more easily at this time. This is just such a nice energy to have after the stressful Mars-Saturn conjunction of last week and then the two eclipses we've just come out of. I'm finally seeing like, okay, this week is going to be a lot more easygoing and you'll notice it. Moving on to Thursday, April 18th, the moon moves into Virgo right around 10 a.m. Eastern. Before that, so if you're awake before that, I mean, hopefully I am. I think I will be. And in time zones ahead, the moon will be at the tail end of Leo, making a trine to the sun in Aries still. So it's still a pleasant start to the day. Like, I expect things to be flowing easily, being more productive. But once we reach that 10 a.m. Eastern mark, though, you'll be in full-on productive mode. Like, you may notice a shift of, okay, I have a lot of work I need to accomplish, and your job might be more demanding on Thursday. Or you could have this strong desire to get more organized and streamline your schedule. Or you're reflecting on ways you can boost your productivity or put healthier everyday habits in place for yourself. Thursday would be ideal for working out. I always end up exercising when the moon is in Virgo, especially if exercising is not something I've been doing in the days leading up to that. Like recently, I've really fallen off with being regular about working out. So I'm hoping that the moon being in Virgo, I'm like, okay, time to get it together. Need to take care of my body, because health and hygiene, those are huge Virgo moon themes. Even though Thursday will have this busier, more productive energy, I don't see work in your schedule as being super stressful, mainly because the moon hasn't reached its exact opposition with Mars and Saturn in Pisces yet. It's still at those very early degrees of Virgo. So I see like Thursday as easier to get work done and get organized, where Friday is a bit more like there's stress and a lot of pressure on you. So let's actually get into Friday, April 19th now. There is a lot going on Friday. Once again, we don't really have a relaxing Friday energy. The moon will still be in Virgo like it was on Thursday, but it will be applying to an exact opposition with Saturn in Pisces all day. This is going to be more intense for Friday in America. If you're in time zones ahead, you'll be off work by the time this opposition goes exact. And if you're like pretty far ahead, like Australia, Asia, you might feel this opposition into your Saturday. So basically what this means is that throughout Friday, for most of us, you may have to take care of a lot of work that you've been putting off, especially like admin tasks, because we're thinking of Virgo here, which is like keeping track of a lot of details at once. And there might be certain projects or tasks that are like particularly pressing at this time that you can't really leave off until Monday. You have to get work done before the weekend starts. So this is just a good day to put your head down, be productive, do what's in front of you, and the coming weekend will be less intense than Friday might be. It could also be that you feel frustrated with someone. Like maybe it's not that you're feeling this intense pressure at work, but rather it could be something coming from a friendship or a relationship, because this opposition aspect does bring in the element of like the other person. So it could be that maybe you're having like a tense interaction with someone. Or if you do have plans for Friday evening, Friday night, or like if you're traveling on this day, you may run into delays or a bit of frustration. Just Saturn, once again, slowing things down a bit and making you get clear on who and what is worth your time and energy. So even though this is a brief moon transit, feeling those overarching themes that have kept popping up throughout Pisces season as planets have come into contact with Saturn. And now we have the moon in Virgo on Friday, activating Saturn once again. So not the easiest energy for Friday night. And if you do have plans, like I said, maybe delays, maybe frustration, or it could be that you're just, whatever you're working on or engaging in on Friday requires more effort and work on your part. However, Friday is not all difficult. Like, it could be that you have a perfectly pleasant day because there's some other amazing transits going on Friday. For instance, Venus is also conjunct Mercury in Aries. So this would be a good day to develop communication-based work, like sending off a ton of emails, making progress with a piece of writing, recording a podcast, coming up with social media content or ideas, specifically creative ideas, because Venus involves that sense of creativity. And you might also be interacting more with friends too on Friday. Like, I know I said there could be frustration with social plans, but that doesn't mean they're not happening. So you could be interacting more with people in general throughout Friday, like back and forth texting with friends, making plans for the weekend, basically more communication going on within your relationships. And most importantly, Taurus season begins on Friday. So it'll last until May 20th this year. Sometimes, someone was asking me the other day, they were like, I thought my birthday was like on the first day of this season, but all these astrologers are saying it's actually the next season. Sometimes from year to year, the start of each zodiac season will shift. So this year, Taurus season is April 19th until May 20th. Anyways, coming off of all of that activity that made up Aries season, it'll be nice to slow down a bit in the coming weeks, especially after we get past that full moon next week. The rest of Taurus season will probably be slower and more relaxing. I just find that Taurus season in general is a lot about being more present, noticing your physical body, interacting with nature and like the earth, or doing hands-on activities. It's also more likely that you're just noticing beauty in the world or partaking in cultural activities, like wanting to be a part of something and being more in the present moment. So yeah, this is a great time to do any type of hobby or activity that pulls you back to your body and your five senses. So I always say things like cooking, getting out into nature, shopping. Shopping is a huge thing for Taurus season because Taurus is also has really expensive taste. And I always find myself spending a ton of money during Taurus season. And Taurus does not rule a financial part of my chart. So I just feel like that's a trait in general embodied by this season. Like, you want to look good and you want to treat yourself to nice experiences and don't feel guilty about doing that. Taurus is a sign ruled by Venus as well. So you may also be working to compromise more, establish peace in your relationships, and just be more mindful of your interactions with people. Whereas Aries season is so self-focused and like, I want to do this and I want to start that. Taurus season is more about, yes, relaxation, but also how can I get along more with the people in my life or be mindful of these relationships. So that's just something to keep in mind for the next month, overarching themes. Also important to check, what's the Taurus world house of your chart? How are you noticing that area of your life becoming more prominent over the next few days? Okay, now we're to Saturday, April 20th. The moon is still in Virgo pretty much all day on Saturday until 11 p.m. Eastern. So again, Saturday will likely be pretty busy, especially because early Saturday morning, the moon is still making an opposition to Mars in Pisces and trining Jupiter in Taurus. It definitely won't have the stress and pressure that Friday may have held for you, but especially in the earlier part of Saturday, you could have like more pent-up energy, or you just want to wake up early, get things done, accomplish tasks on your to-do list. But you may feel a bit on edge or irritated earlier in the day. Like, maybe you have a tense interaction with someone that comes up, or you have like all this energy inside you don't know what to do with. So exercise, I said that for Friday as well, but headed into Saturday, you may want to schedule some type of workout class or get outside, get moving. Saturday evening will be much calmer. So evening into the night, Eastern time, because the moon will oppose Neptune. So if you're super busy in the earlier part of the day, you may want to slow down come Saturday night and not do anything that requires a ton of energy and planning. Like, go with the flow, stay open to plans, but maybe you just want to stay in and keep to yourself instead. Yeah, Neptune is not about having a lot of structure or planning ahead. There's also a huge transit taking place on Saturday that I'm going to linger on for a moment, which is Jupiter and Uranus are forming a conjunction in Taurus. 21 degrees of Taurus, to be exact. So if you do have planets or angles around 21 degrees of Taurus, or even 21 degrees of a fixed sign, like give or take a couple of degrees on each side, you may be feeling the impact of this transit the most. But this is a once every 14-year transit. It's very rare. Last time Jupiter and Uranus met up was in Pisces in 2010. So the fact that they're coming up on this conjunction again, it's a big deal, and it kicks off a brand new cycle between these two planets that will unfold over the next 14 years. Throughout history, this transit is known for triggering creative breakthroughs in culture and having more future-oriented advancements introduced into areas like the arts, film, music, entertainment, etc. It could also be that there are positive advancements with science and technology. And we also want to consider Taurus-specific themes for this exact conjunction. So if we're thinking of Taurus and how those themes show up in the world, Taurus has a lot to do with food, home, finances, and the earth, like nature. It'll be interesting to see how these areas go through positive transformation or have technological advancements come into these areas over the next several years. So examples of this might be having greater innovations to combat climate change and steps taken to protect the environment. Also, there might be innovations to the housing market, like new forms of architecture, or developments to provide more affordable housing could be introduced, or just more housing in general. Like, I feel like in major cities like New York, at least, there's definitely a shortage of where you can live. And then that makes everything so much more expensive. And then also, it's close to impossible to buy property now because also of like how much everything costs. So hopefully there could be breakthroughs in housing and that market. Also, Taurus is very concerned with finances. So having this technology spin of Uranus and Jupiter meeting up, there might be more of a movement towards having digital currency, Bitcoin, definitely leading the way on that one. But what might come up in the next few years that is also related to that theme. And then food. I just see like maybe more positive advancements made with like farming industries or how people receive their food or get their groceries. Like maybe a new technology is introduced that applies to what types of food we're consuming and how we're consuming it. I guess I should have started with this, but basically what I mean by the Jupiter and Uranus energy is like we're thinking about what the themes of these two planets are on their own and then combining them and feeling that energy on a worldwide scale, because these are such slower moving planets. So Jupiter on its own is a planet that magnifies and amplifies things. It makes everything larger than life, but it can also inject a boost of positivity and optimism and having faith that things will work out. Jupiter is a lot about expansion and seeking greater freedom. Meanwhile, Uranus is a planet that's all about innovation, rapid, often unexpected changes, technological advancements, and going against the status quo. So like you combine these and Jupiter amplifies those Uranus qualities of we need change in these areas, we need to innovate somehow, and we need to do things completely differently than the traditional way that they've been done up until now. So applying that type of energy to these realms of food, finance, home, and the environment. Also keep in mind that this is an outer planet transit, so it's being felt on a more global level, and it'll take months and even years to see results come from it. Like all of these massive changes aren't going to happen in April 2024, but the idea that is planted for these changes that will later occur can be pinpointed back to the year of 2024. This Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, you can think of it as being like the new moon cycle of these two planets coming together. And then the full moon cycle will happen 7 years out from now, closer to 2031. So into the early 2030s, and maybe as early as like the late 2020s, that's when we might be seeing the results of whatever is initiated this spring. You can also check the Taurus ruled house of your chart to see how this transit is going to impact you on an individual level. So looking at that Taurus ruled house and seeing how you might be experiencing some much needed change or shakeups in that part of your life. You may also be approaching that area with more of an open mind, like a willingness to take a risk or try something new. So like if that's happening in your seventh house, and you're still single and you're wondering like, okay, this hasn't really resulted in a relationship for me. Maybe this transit is about changing your mindset towards dating and relationships and being more open to someone that's not your usual type or not having such a rigid way of dating in a relationship needs to look like this. It could also be that positive advancement or a sudden desire to have more freedom and independence that's coming through in that Taurus ruled house of your chart. And later on in Taurus season, I mean, I'll get to this in future forecast episodes, the sun will come up and conjunct Jupiter and Uranus, and that will really trigger this transit even further. So it may be that you're not seeing changes or innovations happen in that house of your chart until later on in Taurus season when the sun meets up with these two planets. Okay, wow, that was a lot. Let's finish off this week with Sunday, April 21st. We are ending the week with the moon in Libra all day on Sunday. Hopefully Sunday will be the relaxing day of the weekend where you're not having to do a ton of work. You're probably going to be more social on Sunday because Libra is an air sign that's concerned with partnerships and human interaction. It could also be that you're more curious than usual. Like maybe you have an idea to explore a new area of your city or take a day trip somewhere or go to a museum or some other type of cultural activity on Sunday. However, by this point, the sun in Taurus is squaring Pluto in Aquarius. Both are at 2 degrees of these fixed signs. This is a shorter transit of the sun, activating that longer 20-year transit of Pluto, awakening you to the potential that that Pluto through Aquarius transit means for you. So check to see how the themes of the Aquarius ruled house of your chart might be especially relevant on Sunday and lingering into like Monday, Tuesday of the following week as well. But just thinking of Sun square Pluto on its own, you may have a desire to transform certain mindsets or face the ways in which you might be overly controlling sometimes. It could also be that you feel urged to cut out negative habits that aren't serving you. I just see Sunday as maybe having some type of some situation or conversation may trigger you to be more concerned with like self-transformation. And coupled with the moon in Libra, it might be that a relationship or a conversation you're having with someone is helping you to see a different side of yourself or recognize the areas in which you could improve upon something. So there's two sides of this transit. One, it might be that you're trying to control way too much and recognizing that, or you're encountering kind of controlling situations with someone else. But on a more positive note, it could be that you're working to really understand why you have certain behaviors and patterns and how you might want to transform those for the better or release them for good. So Sunday is like a bit heavy in that way. Or it may just be that you're kind of fixated on the outcome of a certain situation right now. So try to release your control of needing something or someone to look a certain way. Okay, that is it for this week. That was a lot. There are a lot of transits going on, less chaos overall than the previous week was. I hope everyone has a great next few days, and I'll see you back here next time.